This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. Here with me in Studio 3 is Reverend Jeffrey Brown, one of the founders of the faith-based Boston 10-Point Coalition. The coalition of ministers came together in the early 90s in response to the gang violence that was rampant in Boston. After 20 years of working with and for the community, Reverend Brown is stepping down. Reverend Brown, welcome back.
Oh, glad to be here, Callie. Thanks.
So why now? Why are you stepping down now when the conversation about gun violence is actually national?
Well, that's exactly the reason. I mean, it's a national focus, and there are increasing number of cities that are looking for creative and cost-effective solutions to deal with gang violence, and particularly those who involve the community as a strong partner. And so I find myself out of town more than in town, working with at least 18 cities around the country, and more are calling in. So we had to make a decision, you know, do I stay in Boston and try to do my best to deal with the city issue nationally, or do I move into the nation and try to get more and more communities, and particularly communities of faith, active in the anti-violence struggle?
But Reverend Brown, a lot of people would say, but we need your best here in Boston.
Well, I know there are a number of people who have said that to me, at least over the past few days, and I appreciate that. But there are a lot of people, a lot of nonprofits who have stepped up to the plate and have engaged our youth at the street level and their families. And there are also younger people who are engaged in this particular struggle. And we need to do more of nurturing that younger, newer leadership. And so, you know, I'm doing that as well as taking care of what's happening nationally.
The Boston Globe, in talking about your leaving, describe you as a steady and pragmatic. And I just wanted to pick that out because it also went on to say that article that this was the end of an era. So you referenced a need for new leadership. Do you see your leadership, your leaving at this time as the end of an era, as they do?
No, I mean, the Globe had their reasons for putting that in there. But it actually is an extension and a mushrooming of what we have been doing here in Boston. Boston has been a leader for a long time around this collaborative approach to reducing gang violence and looking for public safety prescriptions. I mean, it's cost prohibitive to have more and more cops, you know, on the street. And it does not engage the community as it should. And so what we've tried to do in Boston is something different. We haven't always been perfect at it, but I mean, it's the best that we've had around the country. And we've had some really positive results, by doing that. And there are many, many other cities around the country who've been looking at this model and have been trying to figure out what parts of it, you know, can they incorporate in their own communities. And, you know, the faith factor has always been a big factor. I mean, when you look at those communities that are ensconced in violence, you have precious few positive institutions left, and the church is one of them. And you literally, in some cities, have a church on every block. And so mobilizing them becomes important.
Well, you stepped down from your pastorship in 2009 to do a full-time leadership of the 10-Point Coalition. And again, you were one of the co-founders of it, of that organization 20 years ago. So to a large extent, you had that meshing that you just talked about, that merging of that faith perspective on a day-to-day issue that is, you know, affecting so many communities.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about, for the 10-Point Coalition now, the merging with the Ministerial Alliance, which would seem to be what you sort of embodied in one person, you know, across this time. How do you see that merger being more effective in the next chapter of the 10-Point Coalition?
Well, the merger or the strategic alliance that we've been calling it between the Black Ministerial Alliance of Boston and Boston 10-Point has been something that's been in the works for quite some time. One of the things that I've often heard in the community, and many of the other ministers have heard, was that the ministers are not together and they need to do more to come together. So one of the visible manifestations of that would be to bring the organizations together in some way, shape, or form. And when it became clear to me a few months back that handling all of the requests around the country was becoming really cumbersome, and, you know, doing that and doing Boston at the same time, we started to talk about how we can bring it all together. And the result was this merger idea. And I really think that it's a positive step. I mean, it shows that the ministers are willing to put their resources and their commitment, you know, where their rhetoric is. I mean, they're trying to come together so that we can be more effective in addressing some of the community ills. So I see it's positive.
So when you think about this, and I've read that Reverend Eugene Rivers has said the challenge is to find new leadership. You've referenced the need to find new leadership. This is Boston, where there is an embarrassment of riches for folks who are all that. Yeah. So it is really hard to get, if you're not a named person, mm-hmm. to get respect and response from those folks that would make a difference, that who might provide resources and support for some new leader, whoever he or she may be.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? So here you take, you're a named person mm-hmm. and you, mm-hmm. you know, move out of the way. How does that next person able to garner that?
Well, I want to say at the outset that, you know, I mean, one can be a leader and one can be a leader for a long time. I mean, you look at our mayor. He's been mayor for, you know, for about as long as I've been doing this work. But at some point, you have to begin thinking about succession planning. And how do you do that? By taking your younger leadership and, you know, telling them, training them about, you know, what this is all about, carrying them to the various meetings that you go to so that people can see them and talk with them. Rufus Falk, who is our director of gang mediation, and Reverend Wayne Daly, who does our church communication work, are two young leaders who we have been moving up and moving forward. You know, the struggle to try to reduce violence in our communities is not going to complete itself in a year or two. I mean, it's a long-term struggle. Our intention is to end the era and the dominance of violence in our communities. And so you need to have new leadership to come on and to take the mantle, you know, once you move forward. And so I thought that by moving myself out of the ED position of Boston 10-Point Coalition, that would give an opportunity for this younger leadership to come in and to deal with this next generation of young people who are growing up in this culture of violence and trying to find those creative ways to end that era of violence for them.
I'm speaking with Reverend Jeffrey Brown. He's stepping down from his 20-year involvement with the 10-Point Coalition, a group that he helped to co-found, and moving on to continue to do this work, but in a different way. And we're talking about what happens to the 10-Point Coalition and the mission here in Boston. So at a point in this country, when you're talking about cultural violence, where it seems that all of America, if you will, has had a public response because of the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, I'll call it that. This is a moment where you can really get attention to some of the urban violence that is ongoing. I think your point about understanding that it's chronic and not acute mm-hmm. and will not be solved in a day's time is really seeping into a lot of Americans about what do we do? Mm-hmm. How do you use, and I don't mean that in a bad way,
right.
what happened in this moment in time of focus for the nation to make them look at this violence, mm-hmm. this kind of violence, mm-hmm. as the same?
Well, I mean, we've taken some of the work that we've done nationally and created a group called RECAP, which is Rebuilding Every City Around Peace. And that group has teamed with some other national groups in order to go down to Washington, D.C., to our congressmen and to our senators and to the executive office to try to influence this particular debate. I know that the president has put his executive orders out there, but they only last for as long as he's in office. We need to have legislation that will last beyond this president. And so the ban on assault weapons, the universal background checks, the mental health care for those who need, you know, that help. I mean, all of those things are important, but have to be legislatively put forward. So I've been traveling to Washington, D.C. I've met with the vice president's policy team, you know, around this particular effort, along with 80 other clergy. And I've also talked with senators and Senator Feinstein's staff, for example, before the legislation went out there. To let them know that there has to be a comprehensive urban violence reduction strategy in place that has a strong community component. That's what's going to be able to really not only address the Aurora, Colorados, and the Newtown, Connecticut's, and the Columbines, but also the Chicago's, the Atlanta's, and the New Orleans of the world.
Will you still remain living in Boston? Or are you taking all the marbles and going, so to speak?
Everybody thinks I'm gone. I mean, you know, it's like you just can't pick up and say, okay, I'm gone, you know. But, I mean, I'm here in Boston and, you know, I mean, I have a house here, a family here. So, I mean, we're here. And we'd like to, you know, use Boston as a base. I mean, this is the place where I've learned so much, you know, about this particular issue and about what community building is all about. But if I have to, you know, move otherwise in order to really undergird and emphasize this national movement that's been growing over the years, then I'll go where it takes me.
Well, I say if you stay here, then I see some partnering national and local on the issue coming down the pike. Maybe you have that in mind as well.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Reverend Jeffrey Brown.
Appreciate
I've been
it.
Speaking with Reverend Jeffrey Brown, one of the original founders of the Boston 10-Point Coalition. Good luck on your new mission.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. I'm Callie Crossley. Our show is a production of WGBH Radio. Have a great afternoon.